From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for being here. Great show for you today. We're particularly excited about our guest who'll play Not My Job. It's Congressman Aaron Schock of Illinois. At 28 years old, he is the youngest member of Congress. That's why, by the way, the new health care reform bill working its way through the House has a provision providing for a public subsidy for Clearasil. He'll be answering questions later on. Why don't you show him how it's done, though, first? Give us a call, the number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sophia Heller calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey, how are things in Washington?
They are good.
It's all empty and quiet now that everybody's gone home for the recess, right?
Well, you see all the groups of tourists and their matching T-shirts.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Do you like to run over to the empty Capitol and sit in their seats and pretend to pass laws? That's more
yes,
or less what
I
they do.
That's
so,
what they do,
yeah.
Right.
Well, welcome to the show, Sophia. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the new best-selling book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Sophia.
Next, it's the wise, wise woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, and the author of the memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Sophia.
Lastly, a humorist and the author most recently of Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi.
Hi, Sophia. How you do?
Good.
Sophia, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Of course, Carl Castle will start us off with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you win the prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. Your first quote is a series of concerned citizens. Here's one woman in Pennsylvania.
I don't want this country turning into Russia.
Now here's that same woman again a little bit later on Fox News.
I don't want my children coming to me and asking me, Mom, why do we have to wait in line for toilet paper?
Mm-hmm. And here's a sign we saw being waved about on cable news.
Down the chute, Granny.
Those sentiments were all expressed in fervent, genuine, grassroots opposition to what?
Healthcare reform.
Right, healthcare reform. Angry mobs who are carrying video cameras instead of pitchforks, but video cameras do hurt when you're poked with them. They showed up en masse to scream at their elected representatives at town halls all over the country. Their complaint? The government wants to give them healthcare. But they don't want anybody giving them healthcare. Their motto, give me liberty, and give me death. Speaking of death, a lot of these protesters were upset about President Obama's famous death panels. They'll be used to decide whether senior citizens get to live. Now,
actually, Peter, I had those up in my basement.
Really?
They were really good, yeah.
The death panels.
Yeah. Then I replaced them with some nice oak.
Now, these death panels are, of course, a paranoid delusion, but that does not mean they're not a good idea. Americans love to watch panels sitting on judgment on innocent, helpless people. Imagine Simon Cowell saying, honestly, you're so wrinkled and unattractive, and really, you have no future. It'll be on the new reality show, So You Think You Can Live.
We're a panel over here. Wouldn't you like to just try the death thing?
I would.
Bit?
And you know, I have some time on my hands. Yeah. So why not?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
What criteria would you use?
If they're irritating.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, really, mm-hmm. that would be number one.
If they're in too
and
good
you know,
a shape,
old people are often so yeah. irritating, don't you think?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually
no,
not.
No, no. I find young people more irritating.
All right. Sophia, here is your next quote.
You want me to tell you what my husband thinks? You ask my opinion? I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to be channeling my husband.
That was somebody losing it a little bit. when she thought a questioner was asking her what her husband thought of foreign policy, mm-hmm. who got her pantsuit in a bunch.
That's the real Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton.
Exactly right. Now, to be fair to Secretary Clinton, the question from a student in Kinshasa was inaccurately translated as, quote, "What does Mr. Clinton think through the mouth of Mrs. Clinton?" unquote. And Mrs. Clinton understandably lost her cool. You can't blame her. There's been a lot of that on her world tour. For example, she made a vodka toast with Vladimir Putin, and Putin started going on about how old Bill used to love the kamikaze shots. So there's some evidence, though. She's under some strain, though. In Ghana on the same trip, she was asked about American policy toward third world debt. She responded, "Look, my marriage is fine."
We don't channel anymore, but other than that, it's good.
By the way, it turns out the translator made a mistake. The questioner was really asking what, not Mr. Clinton, but Mr. Obama thought. Confusing the two men has also been a problem for Hillary, especially now that she has to pretend to love President Obama, too. Here's your last quote.
"It was unique in that there were a 500,000 people not stabbing each other to death at a concert, and that hadn't been done before."
That was a woman named Grace Slick, who, unlike a lot of other people who claim the same thing, was actually where 40 years ago this weekend?
Woodstock.
Right. You know what they say? You've heard this. If you can remember the 60s, you weren't really there. Well, now nobody remembers the 60s because they're all really old. Baby boomers who wear out their walkers running back and forth to commemorations of the most trivial events of their youth are all talking about the music festival that served as a symbol for their generation. For you younger listeners who don't really get it, Woodstock, the whole deal, imagine Bonnaroo or Lollapalooza without adequate sanitation or food.
Grace Slick was hot, I'll tell you that.
Here we go.
There you go.
So were you there? Did
no.
you go?
Really?
No,
how was it back, back in the day, Roy?
Well, actually, I was on stage. And, little drums.
Yeah.
Little drums.
And, yeah, I remember Country Roy and the Fish. They were great.
Yeah.
And I delivered a baby.
Yeah.
And I was that baby.
See? There you are.
My God.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if they actually had a reunion concert? All the people who were there the first time came back.
Oh,
even
boy.
The dead ones, because there's a lot of them.
I know. But everybody who could, you know, they'd like reserve their spaces at Yasgur's farm by just sitting in a place and saying, like, "Hey, everybody, get off of my lawn!" Right?
Get off of my lawn!
You'd have people getting up and warning about the brown Cialis.
Uh-huh.
There's some bad Lipitor out there.
Yeah.
Don't take it, man.
And of course, the headlining act will be Crotchety, Stills, Nash, and Old. Anyway, we're actually going to talk more about Woodstock later in the show, but right now, Carl, how did Sophia do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter, so that's good enough to win for Sophia.
Congratulations. Yay. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.